Franklin spoke to the media this morning about re-signing with the Swannies.
Okay.
Have a listen to this.
This decision, like, it hasn't been easy, obviously. Been in the game for a long time. Got a young family now. So it was a hard decision, but my passion for the game, my love for this football club, my heart is still here, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And, I'm just so proud that I get to go on for another year. But, that's great. But my main focus is this week. Like, it's what we play football for, is to play in grand finals.
My passion for this game, my love for this footy club. You couldn't ask for... And Tom Harley's just there going, yes. John Longmire's there going, yes. If you wanted to time a boost deliberately during the... Because I can only imagine if you're a young AFL player, you're 21, 20, 20 years of age. Like, I think about from my own perspective. Where there was Hugh McGahn when I first came in, Paul Fatty Vorton at the Roosters, and then, of course, the great Craig Salvatore, who I speak about often. These guys were gods. They were gods. Now, none of them, with due respect to them all, have the standing in the game that Buddy Franklin has in the history of the AFL. If you have any understanding of history of the AFL, Buddy Franklin is a generational player that will be spoken about in decades to come. You get the chance to play with him, and he's just announced in grand final week that he's going to run around again with the Sydney Swans. They would have been skipping and cheering and hugging him at training. When that, he would have told the group first, it would have been... That's an amazing, great piece of timing from Tom Harley, John Longmire and the Sydney Swans in grand final week.
You know what's also amazing about that, Jimmy, is that not only would he be telling people behind closed doors how much he loves the club, but for the fans to hear it.
Oh, totally.
That's number one. If a fan to hear that...
You're all in.
You're 100% buying in.
If it's good enough for Buddy, it's good enough for me.
Damn right. And that's what's trending.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.